Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O Heavenly and gracious Father, we come to you at this time, knowing, O Father God, that you hear the cries of your children. Lord Jesus, we face difficult times now, and we know that you're aware of the crisis that we are facing. Father God, we pray for your peace, your mercy, your grace. Oh, Father God, give us hope and yes, joy as we endure these difficult times. Lord Jesus, thank you for your wisdom, your strength, and your guidance through these troubled times. Father God, we look to you for all that we need. We thank you for your promise. You will never leave us, and you will never forsake us. We thank you and we praise you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Christ in the crisis. Yes, we are living in unprecedented times, dark times. Many perished, many are sick and hurting, many are overworked. As we are handling the effects of a deadly virus, a virus that has affected the whole world. The Corona-19 virus. Much pain. The pain is deep and the pain is wide. These are dark times. What is a crisis? Some people describe it as a time of intense difficulty. Some others call it troubling times or dangerous times. It is also called a catastrophe. It's a time when we are under pressure. And it's also a time when important decisions must be made. If you are in the business, career, or you work in business, you might have heard people discuss a topic called crisis management. We look to manage the crisis. And some management describes or place crises in three different areas. There are three types of crises. They divide them into three categories. One category, number one, they call the creeping crisis, foreshadowed by a series of events that decision makers don't view as part of a pattern. It's a creeping crisis. And secondly, there's the slow burn crisis. Some advance warning is given before the situation has caused any actual damage. And then there is the sudden crisis. Damage has already occurred and will get worse the longer it takes to respond. You know, I think all of these apply to the Corona-19 virus, each one of them. Then the statement is made that it is not uncommon that for what seems to be a sudden crisis to have actually first been a creeping crisis that was not detected. I think we could put the COVID-19 virus in that category also. It also states that the appropriate measures early in the process can often prevent or at least minimize the damage from slow burn and sudden crisis. I think that's also applicable to this pandemic. Yes. This is a time of darkness because of the impact this virus is having on the people of the world. But if we look at the scriptures, we would see in the Old Testament, especially in the book of Psalms, where God's people cried out for God's help, for God's presence, and for God's healing during a crisis, during these difficult times. Let's look at Psalms 46. We see the scripture here where the psalmist is calling out to God, and he is recognizing God for who he is. Psalms 46 in the New King James Version. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In other words, he said, God, you are right there. You are present. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He is present. He says, and this is the things that our God is. He's our refuge and strength. And that's what we need in a crisis. And because of that, the psalmist continues. He said, therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, say like all these unbelievable things come crushing. You know what? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We will not fear. Yes, applicable to today. And he continued, he said, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place, the tabernacle of the Most High. Oh, there's a place to go in the tabernacle of the Most High. And what do we find there? God is in the midst of her and she shall not be moved. Oh, there is strength. Yes. God is in the midst of her, and the psalmist continues. He says, God shall help her just as at the break of dawn. Just as the day is coming in, God shall help us. Oh my gosh, after midnight, there is God's help. And he said, the nations rage and the kingdoms will move. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Yes. God is in control, yes, and it is worldwide, yes. He only have to utter his voice and the whole earth will melt. And here is the assurance that the psalmist has. He says, the Lord of hosts is with us. In other words, that presence, God's presence is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. There is the assurance and hope and strength that the people of God has. Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He says, come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. The strength of God, how he can move. And here the psalmist ends this psalm with such a beautiful frame. He says, be still. And know that I am God. He's in control, brothers and sisters. He said, I'll be exalted among the nations and I'll be exalted in the earth. He's all there. He is present. A very present help in trouble. Be still and know. Get that assurance that God is in our midst. You see, when Jesus came, he came as that light. But he came, oh Father God, on behalf of the Father. All the gospel writings are full with crisis events in people's lives. Jesus' ministry encountered people in crisis. The Gospel of John introduced Jesus into our world. The gospel begins with the words, in the beginning. Talking about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Talking about Jesus, talking about Christ, Christ entering a dark world, Christ in the crisis. But Christ, when he came, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's the light that we need to take to others in this dark time. Jesus is that light. How do we live in these times of crisis? How do we live in these dark times? Yes, when Jesus entered into the world, the world was in darkness at his arrival. Christ, the anointed one, entered the world in a time of crisis. We can read the many events of the people of God in that New Testament with illnesses, where there were no cure. I think we're in that position today. We are now having the vaccines coming through. At that time, they had Jesus. Illnesses that the physicians could not cure. The woman who had the issue of blood, had spent all her money looking for a cure for her illness. People in need of healing. And today, many of us are in need of that healing from this virus. God's people are called to pray. And yes, we read that it is that light that we are supposed to bring into this dark situation. John 12 and 46, Jesus says, I come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. If Jesus is saying that he is the light, and we should not abide in that darkness, should we who know the light guide others? In other words, show them the way to that true light? Jesus is the light of the world. Should we show them Christ in their crisis? And we are in many ways. You and I might know, and we might belong to many of them. There are many prayer lines throughout the churches and prayer ministries. We are bringing that light. We are coming to God on behalf of the people. There is early morning prayer lines. There is prayer time on the midday, 12 noon prayer time. There's evening prayer time. And yes, there are some of us who do the midnight prayer lines. Pointing Jesus, appealing, knowing that Christ is in this crisis with us. We are called for such a time as this. How can we live in this crisis? We live because we look to the light. Christ is the light in the crisis. The Apostle Paul made a statement giving us some insight on how to live in crisis times. In Romans 12:12, Paul provided a practical approach. In other words, a how to live during these times. He says in Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Yes, it's that steadfast prayer life that will keep us connected with Jesus, and Christ will be in our crisis, giving us the hope so we can rejoice in that hope, giving us the patience to take us through the tribulation. Yes. Continue it. In other words, we can't let up now. We can't be weary in well-doing. No. We have to be steadfast in prayer. That means we have to be strong and continue. We have to be diligent. For in his presence, in God's presence, we receive strength, peace, and yes, healing. Thank you, Lord. We give him thanks and praise, honor and glory, for he is with us. And his promises is true. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Christ is in the crisis. Amen.